Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are 8 days out from the NFL draft, and I have 8 big questions, storylines. John, you're a big football guy.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do. First question. How's Green Bay going to do as the host city?
They'll do just fine. I checked the weather. Looks like the weather is actually going to be really nice. The issue is going to be I don't think they can actually handle as many people. It's not as easy to get to as Detroit. So I actually think the attendance is going to be about, at a maximum, what, two-thirds? Of what Detroit had last year. I don't know that there's as much juice going to Green Bay. I know that they've redone everything around the stadium and they've made it all look nice and pretty, but I don't know that it's as big of a draw.
They got to try to not be Detroit because they don't have the infrastructure for it. It can be their own thing.
Sure.
Which is what they kind of exist as their own island in the NFL anyway. Yeah. Make it your own.
I don't
own.
Want them to fail. I know everybody says, they're in division. No. I don't think they have the ability to have as many people as Detroit did.
Question two, is Cam Ward really worth the number one overall pick? It seems all but certain he's going to go one to the Tennessee Titans.
No, but Tennessee is going to take him. And they're in a position where they have to take a shot on a quarterback. They've got to take that shot because it's the investment's not like it was back when Matthew Stafford was drafted and before they had the rookie salary cap. We've seen teams take back-to-back first, you know, round quarterbacks because the commitment, the financial commitment's not there. It's 4 years, and you can even let them go ahead of that and minimize the exposure. So no, I don't think he's that type of quarterback, but then again, they're in a position where they're not going into the season with Will Levis as their quarterback.
No, and that's kind of what this is. Are you going to pick number one again next year? Because that's a pretty bleak outlook. You give your guy a chance. He's a playmaker. He's rough around the edges. They've invested in the O-line. You could take a gamble. Question number three. Which of the other quarterbacks are worth a first-round selection?
None of them. None of them are first-round talents. And Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, Slough, is that how you say his name? Slough?
Shuck.
Whatever.
It doesn't look like it, but it's Shuck because it rhymes with another word you would say if you were betting on him last season.
Yeah. I don't think, and I look at some of the other drafts. If you put this group of quarterbacks in last year's draft, are any of them taken ahead of Bo Nix that ended up going against, to Denver? No, I don't think so. And there's a lot of fanfare. This is why Cam Ward spent another year in college because he knew he wasn't going to be able to match up with those quarterbacks. So I'll take my chances next year, knowing that it's not going to be as good of a quarterback market. Now he might go number one overall, probably will.
You don't think Shador has a first round grade?
No.
Even late first?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he'll get taken in the first round. Don't get me wrong,
so
but no.
There's an accuracy and a toughness. And I kind of think he compares to someone I liked coming out of school, Teddy Bridgewater. Later first round grade type of thing.
All right. Would you take Teddy Bridgewater as a first round quarterback?
Probably not. Can Travis Hunter really play both positions? He says it's a requirement.
Yes, he can. He can play both sides of the ball. He's got that talent. He's got the ability. He's certainly got the endurance. It is a little bit different at the NFL level. I think he needs to master one side of the ball as a rookie and as a you know, in his first couple of years. He can moonlight on the other side, and I think he should, but the NFL is a completely different level. It's a completely different game. He's got the instincts to play defense. I think he'll be a very good defensive back. And I would use him sparingly on offense, but I certainly would give it a shot.
8 days from the draft, 8 questions. Question number 5. Who's the biggest sure thing in this draft? We talked about Cam Ward. I don't know. Hunter's got to play a couple positions. John, if you're a general manager, who's the guy you know is going to be great from this draft?
It's interesting because this guy wasn't taken until the 20s in Mel's latest mock.
Oh boy.
And I don't know where he's going to go. He's certainly going to go in the first round, but Ted McMillan, I think he is your lock in this draft of a guy that's going to come in. He's 6'5", 220. He's got unbelievable hands. I love the length. I love the speed. Now he's not going to blow the doors off of anyone, but he is a number one receiver, and he may go to somewhere where he has to be a number two for a while, but he is as good a receiver that has come out in some time.
Flip side, give me a guy on bust watch from the first round.
Well, I'll give you, we already talked about him, Shedeur Sanders. If he's taken in the first round, I don't think he ever lives up to be a first round quarterback. I don't think he's ever a franchise quarterback. I think he's a guy, kind of like you had mentioned, Teddy Bridgewater, where maybe he comes in and maybe there's a season where quarterback gets hurt. He comes in, wins 5 or 6 games, and all of a sudden everybody thinks, oh, we got our franchise quarterback. But I there's not enough there. There's not enough substance there that makes me believe that he's an actual first-round quarterback. And not to his fault, it's a weak quarterback draft. He'll be taken in the first round, but he'll be labeled as a bust.
Teddy Bridgewater's second season quarterbacked an 11-win football team.
Yep.
Made the Pro Bowl, but never really got off the ground. See, the issue I have with Shador, people point out how tough he is and all the sacks he took, and he didn't get a lot of protection. He also created a lot of those sacks. And the game's going to move quicker at the NFL level. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Give me the best fit for the big three from Michigan. Graham, Loveland, and Will Johnson all go in Mel Kiper's latest first-round mock. Give me the best landing spot for all three.
For Mason Graham, I got two teams. I think he makes it past the Giants, but I think Jacksonville is a great fit because you got two edge rushers, and you've also got a couple of defensive tackles. Armstead is on the last year of a 2-year deal, and he didn't pan out for him, but you got some experience in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great fit for him. Colston Loveland, I keep seeing him to Indianapolis, yeah. And I actually love that fit. I think that's one where they need a reliable pass catcher at the tight end. They need a good outlet for whoever's going to be their quarterback. And then for Will Johnson, this is a weird one because I've seen Will mocked from anywhere from 6 to the Raiders, 8 to Carolina, but they're dealing with corners that have injury problems to begin with. I don't necessarily know that they go down that road. I actually think the best opportunity for him is Seattle. It's a defense he's very familiar with.
Good point.
And you put him in a secondary that's already, you know, got some good players in it. And I just think, you know, Mike McDonald knows him. They're very familiar with each other. I think that is an ideal fit. I don't know that he ends up in Seattle, but I think that's his ideal fit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What do you think of Miami if they're trading away Jalen Ramsey?
Well, I mean, Miami needs to find a trade partner. It's going to be tough with that contract. But I could see that. I just think 13 might be a little bit high because... Yeah,
his range, I feel like, is all over the place.
Right, it is, and it's all about the injury.
Yeah. Last question. The dream Lions pick is?
This is a tough one because, obviously, I'm biased to who I want them to take. I'm trying to remove that.
I'm asking you, John Jansen.
I think the dream Lions pick is Gray Zabel. And it's a guy that can play every position up front. He can be very versatile. He ends up being a lock at one of the guard positions, and you got him and Mahogany. I know everybody wants an edge, but to me, I think that is the absolute dream pick. It's not going to be the sexy pick, but it's one that's going to pay off for a long time.
Water the garden. Would you trade up to get him? Because Mel has him going 18.
I wouldn't trade up to 18.
But let's say he's there at 22, 23. Would you go up and get him?
You know what? It'd be very much like Tyrion Arnold. Go up to 24 and get him.
Okay. There you go. 8 days out. 8 big questions. It's 97.1.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.